Chapter 8. Corey was feeling pretty wiped by the time she left the gym in the morning. Austin had wanted to jog home, but she didn't have time. She needed to shower and get her store open for the afternoon. It turned out to be kind of funny, though. Given the number of stop signs and turns, he nearly kept up with her, and once even passed her, waving as he went. It brought a giggle to her lips, a sound she was relieved to hear. Last night had been hell. Well, except for the kissing and hand-holding part. His method of just grabbing her and doing it was clearly wrong, but she couldn't hold it against him. She never would have let him do it any other way. But she savored the all-too-brief experience he had given her. He had shown her something that hitherto she had only been able to imagine. Her fingertips touched her lips briefly, and she couldn't smother a smile. Was it wrong to hope he'd do it again? But the moment of delight faded as she recalled the rest of the evening. He'd been ruthless in calling her attention to her shortcomings. She had been so angry with him at first, she had wanted to hate him. But unfortunately, her self-delusion didn't extend to denying a truth that was as plain as the nose on her face. The brief time she had spent in her bedroom, trying to stay angry before Gage had arrived, well, the anger had started fizzling rapidly. Truth had pummeled her, and it hurt. Part of her was still that child who had hidden in a closet after her rescue. She didn't know much about what had happened before that, except that she had been described as nearly catatonic. When they'd taken her to a temporary home, she'd found an isolated closet, climbed in, and refused to come out. Even her grandmother and aunt had had trouble getting her out of there, until finally, Aunt Lucy had just reached in, pulled her out, and said, "You're coming home with us, Corey. You'll be safe at home." Maybe a bad choice of words, she thought now. Home. Where was home? With the mother who was gone? It certainly hadn't felt like coming home with her grandmother and Lucy. Her memory of that time was blurry and broken, little pieces that didn't string together, like snapshots out of order. She remembered the closet. She remembered being torn from its safety. She remembered snatches of the drive up here and of the weeks following. It was as if her memory stuttered. Or perhaps a 7-year-old's memory just wasn't that good to begin with. Regardless, she needed to face up to the fact that part of her had never come out of that dark closet. She had felt ripped from safety by her aunt, and so she'd built her own little closet inside, a place nothing could touch, where nothing could get at her. Then she had realized they wouldn't leave her alone until she seemed normal again. She had hated going to the psychologist. It had threatened her in some way she supposed she ought to think about. Had she thought the psychologist would tear away her closet? Expose her to all the things that terrified her? Or bring back her memory? She didn't know, but she remembered very clearly the moment she had realized what they all wanted. For her to act as if nothing was wrong, and to be like the other girls in second grade. They wanted her to appear to be okay, even if she still had the dark closet inside her, a closet she wasn't going to give up. Pretending had been a whole lot easier than letting anyone get inside her. Thus, the psychologist's conclusion that amnesia had benefited her and that she was better off not remembering. Everyone had seemed happy with that. Maybe she'd been happy with that herself. The therapy visits had tapered off, and she'd thrown herself with a vengeance into being just like the other girls. Except she wasn't, and never would be. But appearances were everything, right? Wrong, evidently. Austin had pierced right through them last night, leaving her feeling exposed, raw, and full of demons she'd never dealt with. Maybe it was time she considered a return to therapy. There was a new psychologist in town, a woman who seemed nice enough. But no, she wasn't ready for that yet. She wanted to think some things through first, decide whether she really wanted to change. Because any way she sliced it, she hadn't been doing that badly all these years. She spent an awful lot of her time with women,